so I have a column every Monday that is called Mompreneur Monday.
Okay.
And so basically what I do is I typically focus on Florida mompreneurs who have launched their own business either because they became a mom or they launched their business before and then they've had different challenges or things like that, kind of they've encountered that along the way. My goal with this column is that we get enough mompreneurs out there that somebody who's possibly considering leaving their job and wanting to start their own business, this provides a little inspiration to them.
Okay.
So I have a couple questions that I typically ask my mompreneurs since you are one yourself and you have two kids, right?
Yeah.
And one is Luca.
Yep.
And Bowie?
Yes.
Okay, I got my research right. Awesome. I have one daughter. She's 2.5.
Cool.
So slightly challenging age because she's not in school full-time yet.
Right.
So you mentioned it before in the Lynn interview. How has being a mom affected or launched any aspects of your business?
It has not launched any aspects of my business.
So no diaper bags in the works?
Well, we have diaper bags, but we had them before. I think
okay.
The thing that changed probably is the diaper bags is I realized how terrible they were prior to kids because I didn't know all the things you need and what you want.
Exactly.
So I think our diaper bags have a chance now.
It's true. You need all the special pockets and
yes.
organization.
Yes. Easy access.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think.
Can repeat something from there if you want to.
Yeah. I think I say a lot of times it's not a balance, it's a juggle. So if you don't, you know, get to see them in the amount of hours you hoped one week, I try and make mm-hmm. it up the next week or, you know, take a comp day or just try and work it out so I can maximize my time with them.
Do you ever bring them to work?
I have if it's been a weekend and
okay.
we've had to work weekends and it's where I can only bring them when it's a type of meeting, like we're deciding on some pricing, you know,
sure.
I can focus, but if I'm trying to design something, then I can't bring them.
How old are they?
4 and 1.
Oh, so they're little.
Yeah.
They're little. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. I understand that challenge very well then.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that they travel with you as well if you're gone for.
So if I leave for more than 5 days, I bring a human. I try and alternate humans.
I know, it is a juggle. I started my business because I became a mom. I was full-time PR agency in New York City
oh, wow.
for almost 10 years, and after that it just wasn't possible working
right.
for somebody else
right.
to make it work both ways. But tell me a little bit about how your business got started. I know you mentioned you moved to New York when you were 18, and you started out in the t-shirt, right? The I Heart New York shirt?
Yep.
Okay.
So from there, I had a very small apparel collection, so I did that on my own for about 4 years, and
mm-hmm.
I paid the bills by being a stylist.
Oh.
I had gotten lucky, met a director who decided I probably fit in his budget, so he hired me, but then he saw I was...
Being young.
he took a chance, and I was good at it. I thought, wow, this is way easier than designing something. I can just go shopping and buy shit and put it in a commercial. So that, you know, was good money, so it allowed me to fund... the business.
Your passion.
Mm-hmm. And then when I did the handbag and I could see that there was a real heat and desire in the way that the clothing never had, you know, that's when I knew, okay, I got to get serious. And I called my dad. I said, hey, can you loan me some money? He said, no. Call your brother. And that's when we started the company together.
And he's a part of the business, right?
Yeah, he's a CEO.
That's amazing. That's
yeah.
great. I love to keep things in the family. I'm a big fan of that as well. What exciting things are coming up?
Let's see. We're going to open Chicago probably February of next year.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think what else is coming up. I don't think anything else. Fashion Week.
Yes.
Is around the corner.
Always busy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Exciting.
Yeah.
And then lastly, what do you love about visiting Boca Raton?
Well, as I said in my last interview, I've been to the airport and I've been to the...
That's it? Oh, you need to spend some more time here. This is like a New York enclave down here.
I know. I could see all the snowbirds were on my plane. I was like, wow, there are like 20 wheelchairs wheeling these people.
The flights are always entertaining, flying into either Palm Beach or Fort Lauderdale.
I think the restaurants are entertaining too. To see
really?
All the old, like the older New Yorkers.
Yeah.
Like, packing it into the restaurant. Yesterday we went out to dinner. It was crazy. Like, with the accents and everything. I'm originally from New York, but I have no accent.
Right.
We're year-round residents, and then the snowbirds basically make it difficult for us to get a restaurant reservation anywhere from about October 1st through April 30th.
Oh my
but
gosh.
It's good. Well, welcome, and
thank
you so much for meeting with me,
yeah.
and hope you get a chance to see Boca.
Cool.
Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Yeah.